It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Quakey Taboni. She is with the Boys and Girls Club right here in Price. And, you know, they're just like everybody else, they're getting staffed up right now and they're looking for more people. So we'll talk about, you know, if you're interested in maybe going and helping out down there at the Boys and Girls Club, what you need to do to apply for the Boys and Girls Club. We'll talk about that. They've got a teen night coming up the end of March. And you know what? If we're talking about all these other great things, the summer is not that far away. And they always have great things planned. We'll talk about kind of what time we're going to be knowing when those things are going to happen. And we'll get into it all right now with Quakey. Quakey, thank you so much for coming in this morning. We appreciate the time.
Thanks for having me.
So let's jump right in. First question I always like to ask, how are things going down at the club?
Good. We're having lots of fun.
You always do.
Yeah.
It always seems like you do. And the kids are very responsive, and it's great. It's a great place for them to go and hang out, get some help with their homework, and hang out with their friends after school. It's a great thing. It's a great addition here to our area. I feel that way anyway, and I'm sure that you kind of feel and get some responses as far as that goes as well.
Yeah, we've had some really good things going on this month. We just finished up with our juniors a culture connection track, and they're having their party for that today. They're going to make tacos and celebrate with a dance. And then they're starting this month for March. They get to do a STEM track, and they've already gotten started with some Legos and some building some cool things, and it's going to be awesome.
Well, and that's one good thing, too, about the Boys and Girls Club. We talk about it so much, is the fact that, you know, you do things that keep them interested and they have fun doing it. And most of the time, they're not even realizing that they're learning something.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're having such a good time doing things like that.
Yep. That's the trick, is to make sure that they're having fun and then they don't even know that they're learning something.
Right. Very simple. So you've got that going on right now. But, you know, we were talking. You're trying to get staffed up still, and you're having the same issues it seems like everybody else in the area is having with hiring people and those kinds of things. You're looking for people to start, and you're looking for people to maybe take a temporary job in the summer as well. So if someone's out there and interested, let's talk about what they need to do to, you know, apply for the Boys and Girls Club.
We have positions posted on our website and through Indeed, and you're always welcome to stop by our club and drop off your resume, and we can point you in the right direction as well. But we have positions working with our elementary school kids and with our teens, which is middle and high schoolers. And it's just a really good environment, really fun to work with. And the kids are lots of fun. They, you know, keep you busy, keep you entertained, but it's also a really rewarding job. And, you know, there's best part at the end of the day is when a kid tells you that you're their favorite, or that, you know, they love what you planned, and you can just tell that, you know, you care for them and they care for you.
And the other great thing about it is if you get in now, before the summer programs start, you get to go out and have as much fun as the kids do in the summertime.
Oh, yeah.
It'll keep you occupied, definitely.
I always joke that, you know, this is the best job you could have because you plan the activities that you get to take the kids to do. So, you know, if you are into something, take the kids to do it, and, you know, you get to have as much fun as you want to.
So you've got that you're needing right now. So if you're interested, you know, probably go on your Facebook page and there's a link and you can find out what you need to find out there, or just drop your resume off at the club there on First North. Another thing you wanted to talk about is on the end of the month of March, you've got a teen night coming up.
Yeah, March 24th, we have our teen night. We try to do them monthly. We just had one in February that was a Valentine's themed one. We had a really great turnout, gave away some cool prizes. The hit from the night was the Super Smash Bros. Tournament. but for March, we're still in the works. The teens get to plan the teen night. So they're still working on what's all going to happen. But we usually give away some fun prizes. It's free for all teens, middle and high school aged. And it's just a whole big blast of fun. So come on down.
So do they have to be a member of the club, or can they just come down?
Nope, it's open to all the teens in the community.
So go on down and check it out. And, you know, maybe your kid will want to go and he can go, and it'll be something that they decide, hey, I want to do this. I want to be a part of the Boys and Girls Club. And if they do, the fee is not that much, and it gets so much. What is the fee, and how do they go about registering?
So it's $20 for the whole school year, which is a pretty good deal. And then we have another $20 fee when it comes to the summer program. But all you have to do to sign up is come down and fill out a membership form, pay your fee, and you're good to start.
So all of that going on down at the Boys and Girls Club here in Price in their new digs. You said you're still finishing up a few things. The bathroom needs to be fixed up a little bit, but for the most part, all the paint is in, all the carpet's done, all that good stuff.
Yeah, we just got some brand new front offices built, and they look amazing. Really nice space for us in our front lobby check-in area, which also adds some good safety features. And then we got our kitchen redone, and the kids have just loved being able to cook in there. So it's been really awesome. Lots of space.
Lots and lots of fun down there.
Yep.
And you guys just continue to grow, and that's a good thing. Now that you got a building, you can do that.
Yeah.
You can do that. So, of course, we would not be able to get you out of here without talking just a little bit about summer programs, because they're so much fun. Every time I talk to you guys about your summer programs, it's, oh, we're going camping, or we're going hiking, or we're going here, or we're going there. And the great thing about your summer programs is you always try and gear them to get the kids outside.
Yeah.
When will you have your summer schedule kind of solidified? Are you working on it now, or you're trying to work your way towards other stuff first?
We're working on it. We'll hopefully be releasing summer dates and times mid-April, and then we usually start signing up for summer about May.
All right, we'll get you back in, or we'll get somebody in to talk about it, and you know, it's going to be a lot of fun. Summer times at the Boys and Girls Club are really where it's at. Quakey, thank you so much for coming in and talking with us today. We appreciate you taking out the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.